But the questioner goes on to say, Paul persecuted that body, but was later put into it. The point is that Gentiles were added to the existing church later as the mystery was revealed. This is the common view. He says what happened is that at Pentecost you have this church. We'll just erase this for a moment. And the church at Pentecost, a Jewish feast day, was Jewish. And so a lot of commentators will say the church began as a Jewish body. And that's where people talk about our Judeo-Christian heritage and things like that. They think what we started as a Jewish group, and then we kind of morphed into this. We're more Gentiles today than Jews. Okay, so what they'll teach is that the church was Jewish as Peter spoke to the men of Israel in Acts chapter 2. And then later, you know, in Acts chapter 10 or when Paul went to the Gentiles, these Gentiles were added to this group, this Jewish group. Okay, now, they're grafted in. Yep, they're grafted in. They're added to, right? But that's their theology. Okay, now God promised a kingdom to Israel. Who's the nation above the nations? Israel. How do Gentiles get blessed in the kingdom? Through Israel. Okay, so if the Jews have this message, and the Gentiles get added to them, get blessed through them, what does that look like? It's over here. That's a kingdom. If Gentiles are added to the Jews, if Gentiles get blessed through this Jewish body, that is what God promised in the kingdom. There is no church. That'll blow people's minds. Okay, that's why people think that we're in the kingdom. They think this was happening according to prophecy right here. They think the Gentiles were added just according to prophecy. And you can find in prophecy where Gentiles come to Israel and they get saved. All over prophecy. The point was that Israel would be a nation. Gentiles would be blessed through them. And so people see Christ as the king. They see the apostles being set up here. They see the Holy Spirit being poured out. And they say, and the Gentiles were added, just like prophecy said. Right? But that's not the church, folks. The church is salvation to these people through Israel's fall. That's the mystery. Right? The prophecy was these people get blessed through Israel's rise. Well, that's what they're telling you happened. Israel rose to a point, and then Gentiles get blessed through them. Right? No. Peter's message failed. That Jewish church, I call it a church in the loose sense of the term, that Jewish group, okay, did not get into the kingdom. They did not endure to the end of the tribulation. They did not finish what Christ said would happen according to prophecy. Okay, which means it's going to happen in the future. Okay, but it did not happen. They fell. And salvation went to Gentiles despite them. In fact, salvation went to Gentiles apart from them. How did salvation go to Gentiles? Okay, Paul was sent there. Paul didn't go to Jerusalem to preach the gospel of grace. Okay, salvation went to Gentiles apart from them. Peter had to be pushed to go to Cornelius in Acts chapter 10, right? Why didn't he, with open arms, do that? Why didn't he say, well, I'm preaching the kingdom, and I'm a Jew, and you're a Gentile, you get blessed through me? Because it wasn't time yet. Israel had not accepted it. Peter knew that it was out of due time. That's why he didn't want to go. Okay? It wasn't that Peter didn't like Gentiles. So, the fact that Peter had to be, we covered that already, I think, in 3 weeks, months ago. Acts 10 proves our case. Okay, Cornelius, and that he went to a Gentile proves the mid-Acts position, because if Peter was going to Gentiles and that was the intent, he wouldn't have had to have been pushed so hard, right? He wouldn't have had been given a vision and a dream and angels pushing him to go there. Why didn't he just go? Because he was not sent to go before. That wasn't what he was doing. Okay, but anyway, you see Gentiles getting blessed to the Jewish church. This gentleman says, the point is that Gentiles were added to the existing church. Well, if that's true, then it is no body of Christ. Okay, because the church is whether there's no Jew nor Gentile. The church is filled with sinners saved by God's grace. These people at Pentecost were obedient to God. They received the Holy Spirit by their obedience to Jesus Christ. You see, that's different. It's different. And if the Gentiles are added to that, what do you call that? That's the kingdom. That's the covenant program. And so that's why people think we're all under the New Testament. And that's why people think that they can lose their salvation. If you don't continue to walk as Jesus said to walk, as Peter said to walk, then you're going to lose your standing. Newsflash. Israel already lost their standing. There's no lower anybody can get than today. And that's why God's given the mystery about the church. We're all sinners saved by grace into this new vehicle, new creature called the church. And any thoughts about it? Any comments? Look at Luke 16:16. He says, the point is the Gentiles were added to the existing church later as the mystery was revealed. I can find you verses in prophecy that describe just what he said. And if it describes what he said, then it's not a mystery, folks. Paul quotes those prophecies. In Romans 15, Paul quotes about 10 prophecies talking about how Gentiles are going to be blessed through Israel. Gentile salvation is not the mystery. It's Gentile salvation without Israel. That's the mystery. Okay? In Luke 16, the idea that people have is that the kingdom of God, that the church is all the same thing. And so when Jesus came preaching, the kingdom is at hand, what he really was saying was the church was at hand. Even though the apostles didn't know anything about the cross. Luke 16:16 says, the law and the prophets were until John, that's John the Baptist, and since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses into it. And so he uses that as evidence that the church is already, it's already here. John the Baptist was the last of the prophets. Jesus Christ came, and he says to Peter, I'm going to build this church. And Luke 16:16 says, all the prophets were until John, then the kingdom of God happens. Right? So, see, people conflate the two. They say the kingdom of God is the church. They don't understand what's going on here. The law and the prophets were until John. What that has to do with is that John was a prophet. He did not see fulfillment. Okay? Prophets did not see the fulfillment. They prophesied the fulfillment. What happened after John was fulfillment. Okay? Jesus Christ came to fulfill prophecy. Know what he said in Matthew 5? The apostles were fulfilling prophecy. They promised a fulfillment of prophecy. That's what's going on. So it's not that the prophecy, all the prophecy ceased and now a mystery happened. No, no. It's that prophecy stopped being given and now it was being fulfilled after John the Baptist. Okay? But that's the whole point. Prophecy being fulfilled is not a mystery kept secret. And so they must needs be rightly divided.